of our broad macroeconomic objectives, our policy direction will be to restore and sustain macroeconomic stability, to shift the focus of economic management from taxation to production, to manage the economy competently and with integrity, and make the machinery of government work to deliver the benefits of progress for all Ghanaians. We are confident that the above highlighted policies, which are discussed in detail in the budget statement, will contribute to the achievement of the following macroeconomic targets for 2017. Overall real GDP growth of 6.3%. Non-oil real GDP growth of 4.6%. End-year inflation of 11.2%. Average inflation of 12.4%. Overall fiscal deficit of 6.5% of GDP. Primary surplus of 0.4% of GDP. And gross foreign assets to cover at least 3.5 months of imports of goods and services. We believe that our medium-term policies, anchored in fiscal discipline, elimination of wasteful expenditure, prudent debt management strategies, complementary monetary policy, and sustainable external balance will ensure even better microeconomic outcomes in the medium term. Macroeconomic targets for the medium term 2017 to 2019 include the following. Overall real GDP growth to average 7.4%. Non-oil real GDP growth to average 5.6%. Inflation to be within the band of 8 ± 2% in the 2018-2019 period. Overall fiscal deficit to reduce to 3% by end of 2019. Current market deficit projected to decline to 4.8% of GDP in 2018 and further to 2.7% of GDP in 2019, and gross foreign assets to cover not less than 3.5 months of imports of goods and services in the medium term. Consistent with Section 16 of the PFM Act 2016, Act 921, we have also set the following targets on primary and secondary fiscal indicators to monitor the fiscal health of the economy towards the achievement of our fiscal policy objectives in 2017. Non-oil primary deficit of 0.8% of GDP, public debt stock equivalent towards trend of 70.9% of GDP, capital spending of 12.6% of total expenditures, and domestic revenues to GDP ratio of 21.4%.
On the private sector, government has outlined major policy initiatives that will stimulate growth and promote investments. As a first step, government says it will review and abolish taxes that it deems a nuisance. Key among these are duties on the importation of spare parts and income tax paid by KIAE.
A number of tax measures have been introduced in recent years in an attempt to deal with revenue shortfalls. Some have proven to be nuisance taxes. They have low revenue yielding potential and at the same time impose significant burden on the private sector and on the average Ghanaian citizen. As part of our commitment to re-energize the private sector, government has decided, as pledged, to review these taxes to provide relief for businesses. The following specific measures shall be implemented in the short to medium term. With this budget, abolish the 1% special import levy. Abolish the 17.5% VAT on financial services. Abolish the 17.5% VAT on selected imported medicines that are not produced locally. Initiate steps to remove import duties on raw materials and machinery. We will initiate steps to remove import duties on raw materials and machinery for production within the context of the ECOWAS Common External Tariff Protocol. We will abolish the 17.5% of domestic airline tickets. We will abolish the 5% VAT on real estate sales. We will abolish excise duty on petroleum. Mr. Speaker, we will reduce the special petroleum tax rate. We will reduce the special petroleum tax rate from 17.5% to 15%. To all of our friends in Abosokai, we will abolish duty on the importation of spare parts. I acknowledge that these seemed impossible a few moments ago, but we shall abolish duties on importation of spare parts. We would also implement tax credits and other incentives for businesses that hire young graduates. But Mr. Speaker, we are not done. We will reduce the National Electrification Scheme levy from 5% to 3%, and we will reduce the Public Lighting levy from 5% to 2%. Review of import duty and tax exemptions. While government's focus is on reducing taxes to enhance production, we are also determined to tackle the systemic abuse in the exemptions regime. There shall be a comprehensive review of the regime on import duty exemptions and tax reliefs with a view to eliminating abuses and improving efficiency in the application of these incentives. To this end, the review will cover, among others, the following exemptions and tax reliefs as a matter of urgency: import duties, taxes and levies payable by MDAs and other government departments, import duties on all forms of taxes and levies payable by both domestic and foreign companies, suppliers and contractors executing projects and contracts in the country, import duty on all forms of taxes and levies payable by employees, directors and senior officials of both domestic and foreign companies, suppliers and contractors executing projects in the country, import duties on all forms of taxes and levies payable by both domestic and foreign companies and investors doing business in the country, and import duties on all forms of taxes and levies payable by non-governmental and charity organizations. Mr. Speaker, as a transition arrangement henceforth, applications for these import duty exemptions and tax duties shall be required to, except in exceptional circumstances to be determined by the Minister of Finance, pay fully all applicable import duties and taxes and apply with justification for refund.
On the energy sector, the finance minister said government will continue to increase the installed generation capacity to meet the demand for electricity.
In 2016, significant efforts were made to address some of the challenges in the sector. This include an increase in the total installed generation capacity by 880 megawatts. In 2017, government will continue to increase the installed generation capacity of the country to meet the growing demand for electricity. A total of 1,227 megawatts of installed capacity is scheduled to be added. 370 megawatts for AXA project, 107 megawatts for GPGC project, 350 megawatts for SEN power project, and 400 megawatt early power project, among others. Mr. Speaker, ECG and NETCO will continue with systems to upgrade projects to improve the quality of power supply to customers.
Order, order.
Furthermore, steps will be taken to ensure that outstanding issues surrounding the implementation of the Ghana Compact 2 are addressed to allow for its implementation in order to achieve the desired objective. Mr. Speaker, with regards to oil and gas, government will work with the Jubilee partners to address the shortfall in oil and gas production resulting from the 2016 damage of the turret bearing on FPSO Kwame Nkrumah, and would adopt a three-phase approach to convert the FPSO Kwame Nkrumah to a permanently spread mode. First gas from the TEN field to the gas processing plant is expected in the first half of 2017. GMPC is engaging with the partners to develop an integrated technical and commercial schedule that will target gas startup in the second quarter of 2018.
On railway development, he stated that government will complete the second E to Takradi via Kojokrom section of the railway project started by the previous government.
Government will complete the second E to Takradi via Kojokrom section and continue the section from Kojokrom to Takwa through Insuta. This will help improve the operational performance and revenue of Ghana Railway Company Limited and enable the company to wean itself from government support. In addition, it will enhance the performance and competitiveness of the manganese mine located on the corridor. Work will commence on the western line, which starts from Takoradi and terminates at Kumasi, having two branch lines, namely Dunkwa to Awosu and Kojokrom to Sekendi, covering a distance of some 340 kilometers. The corridor, when completed, will facilitate the haulage of manganese, bauxite, cocoa, and other bulk commodities. The feasibility studies and front-end engineering design have already been done on the line. We will also initiate discussions to secure funding for other major projects, such as the Central Spine, which stretches from Kumasi to Paga, covering a distance of 700 kilometers. The corridor is a greenfield and will be developed in sections. The sections are Kumasi to Buepe and Buepe to Paga. A pre-feasibility study was undertaken on the line, and in 2017, we plan to undertake full feasibility studies to enable the ministry to invite developers and source funding for the development. The Eastern Railway line will cover a distance of 330 kilometers and starts from Accra to Kumasi with a branch line from Achimota to Tema. When the line becomes operational, it will decongest the port and facilitate the movement of cargo and passengers to Kumasi and its environs. The Central Railway line will cover a distance of 200 kilometers and spans from Kutuku on the eastern line to Huni Valley on the western line. It will have a branch line from Achiasi to Kede, and we plan to undertake feasibility studies on the line and extend it to Chidi.
Mr. Ofori-Atta mentioned plans to revive the tourism industry. These include the kickstart of Marine Drive Tourism Investment Project and partnering the private sector to develop the Ifia Sutherland Children's Park.
Mr. Speaker, tourism, culture and creative art remains one of the most underdeveloped sectors in our economy, despite the immense growth potential and opportunities for job creation. When developed, the sector can positively impact the lives of many individuals, families, communities, and small enterprises in our country, providing needed jobs for our team and youth. Our objective is to transform the country into a major meeting, incentive, conference, and exhibition center. To facilitate this, we'll aggressively develop our tourist sites to bring them to world-class standards. In 2017, the government will kickstart the Marine Drive Tourism Investment Project, covering the over 240 acres of land from Osu Christianbo Castle to the Art Center. This project will transform the beach area into a tourism enclave to create jobs for our youth. The ministry will partner the private sector to develop the Ifua Sutherland Park into an ultra-modern world-class park. Especially for 2017, Mr. Speaker, we will use IT to promote and market tourism via the single portal window. Mr. Speaker, the ministry will also undertake a food festival to showcase the diverse, rich Ghanaian foods through cooking and competition throughout the country.
The numerous challenges in the housing and rent sectors were not missing in the budget. To reduce the deficits, government plans to involve the public, especially with support from the private sector, to meet the housing needs, placing priority on the financial capacity of the people.
The dream for all Ghanaians is to own a home or at least have decent rental accommodation. There are, however, major constraints to this dream. These include the high cost of buying and renting a home, undersupply of annual requirement of housing units, lack of long-term financing for real estate development, and lack of appropriate financing arrangements. To reduce the housing deficits, government will use appropriate mix of public policy and public-private investment to deliver quality, affordable housing solutions that meets the needs and financial capacity of ordinary Ghanaians.
On water and sanitation, this is what the budget outlined.
Water and sanitation. Mr. Speaker, major water projects to be undertaken in 2017 would include the continuation of the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area water extension projects, as well as those of Kumasi and Kepos. The pond at Kimoda and Ho water expansion projects, tunnel water treatment project for the Upper East region of Rongo, as well as those of the Yendi and Damango will be undertaken while the WA project will be completed. Preparatory work for the Sunyani and Techiman, as well as the Sekendita Kredo water supply projects will be finalized. In addition, Mr. Speaker, we will complete the ongoing 1,000 borehole projects and also initiate the construction of at least 2,000 boreholes across the country as part of the drive to get us closer to the desired goal of water for all. In 2017, the ministry will pursue a comprehensive sludge management program targeted at constructing 2 sludge treatment plants in Sekendi, Takoradi and Tamale metropolitan areas with the objective of streamlining the disposal of fecal matter into water bodies and drains. The ministry will also provide appropriate uniform and identification for 4,500 environmental health officers nationwide to ensure visibility and enforcement of environmental sanitation and basic hygiene bylaws.
On Agriculture, Mr. Furiata said government intends to modernize the sector by launching the Planting for Food and Jobs campaign to improve productivity, achieve food security and profitability for Ghanaians. On electricity, Mr. Furiata said 241 million Ghana cedis has been budgeted for lifeline consumers of electricity.
In addition to the significant tax incentive grant in this year's budget, an amount of 241 million has been budgeted in social benefits to assist lifeline consumers of electricity and transfers for social protection. A total amount of 7.1 billion has been allocated for capital expenditure. Of this amount, 38.9% will be financed from domestic sources and the remaining from foreign sources.
On the implementation of One District, One Factory, Mr. Furiata said the project, which will commence this year, is aimed at creating massive employment and stimulating economic growth in all parts of the country.
One District, One Factory implementation, of which will commence this year, is designed as a comprehensive program for rural industrialization, driven by the private sector and involving the setting up of at least one medium to large-scale factory in each of the administrative districts of our country. It is aimed at creating massive youth employment, especially in rural and peri-urban communities, add value to the natural resources of each district, ensure even and special spread of industries to stimulate economic growth in all parts of the country, enhance the production of local substitutes for imported goods and promote exports and increase foreign exchange earnings. It has the potential of transforming the industrial landscape of Ghana and will contribute significantly to the socio-economic development agenda of the country. We estimate that over 350,000 direct and indirect jobs will be created from all parts of the country as a result of the implementation of this program.
You heard the Minister of Finance, Ken Ofori-Atta.
Budget readings over the years have been characterized by boos and jeers from the minority side and cheers from the majority side. Just like the State of the Nation address, the first budget reading by the Akufo-Addo administration was also characterized by some light-hearted moments and comments.
Before starting his delivery, Minister of Finance Ken Ofori-Atta paid glowing tribute to some family members who, according to him, have left a legacy in which he has learned a lot from. This comment was greeted with cheers and jeers, with a minority shouting family and cousins business.
I am standing in the rather large size shoes of a legacy of family members, such as Dr. J.B. Dankwa. Shoes of a legacy of family members such as Dr. J.B. Dankwa, order. Mr. William Ofori-Atta, Honorable Amwakwata of CPP,
order.
Dr. Jones Ofori-Atta, my father, President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, and Honorable Atachia. I have Mr. Speaker.
This lasted for about 2 minutes. The speaker was then forced to shout, "Order, order," as he continued to shout and there was no response. He stated that if the House does not conduct itself, he will suspend sitting.
Honourable members,
I have Mr. Speaker. I have Mr. Speaker.
A conference with leadership. I may have to suspend sitting and have a conference with leadership if we are not in the position to listen. If this continues, this is what we have to do.
The finance minister's delivery at some point in time was interjected by shouts, especially from the minority.
Mr. Speaker, we will further
put the presentation and then we shall have our say. Honourable Minister, you may continue, please.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, we will further exempt from taxation the gains from realization of securities listed on the Ghana Stock Exchange. Mr. Speaker, we will replace the 17.5% VAT rate with a flat rate of 3% for traders.
When he started mentioning some of the taxes the MPP promised to abolish, the whole house went into ecstasy.
Abolish the 1% special import levy. Yeah. Abolish the 17.5% VAT on financial services. Yeah. Abolish the 17.5% VAT on selected imported medicines that are not produced locally. Yeah. Initiate steps to remove import duties on raw materials and machinery.
Order.
Mr. Speaker,